But first, spending on Medicaid dropped nationwide during the 2019 fiscal year. That drop coincided with a decrease in enrollment in the healthcare program. But states are already planning on spending more going forward. Those are among the findings of an annual survey of state Medicaid directors done by the Kaiser Family Foundation and others. And with me to talk about what they found is Robin Rudowitz, vice president with the Kaiser Family Foundation. And Robin, overall, what are the trends in terms of state spending on Medicaid?
We did see a real slowdown in spending growth in fiscal 2019 that could be largely driven by declines in enrollment. But states collectively, when they budgeted for 2020, there was an increase in Medicaid spending growth, and that is likely driven by a number of factors, including continued rising costs of prescription drugs, long-term care costs, and caring for the elderly and disabled populations. A number of states have targeted provider rate increases, so a number of these factors are driving increases in Medicaid spending growth.
I guess it makes sense that if enrollment is dropping, states would have to spend less on the program. Is it surprising that states in general are budgeting more for the next fiscal year, given that they've seen less enrollment in the most recent one?
Yeah, so we did see states projecting pretty flat enrollment growth, but growth rates that are typical, so 6.2% national average growth rate, which is in line with what we've seen historically. Typically, we see spending and enrollment trend lines go together, but we are seeing, you know, these factors that are driving spending growth that are happening regardless of what's happening with enrollment. So, you know, things like prescription drugs. And we also are seeing that even while enrollment is flat or, you know, in the past few years declining, we are still seeing steady growth in the elderly and disabled populations. And they are, of course, much more costly. I do think, you know, one of the factors that is also resulting in declines and the slowdown in enrollment growth we saw in our report as well as other research that we're doing is a potential chilling effect from things like the public charge rule as well as other policies directed towards immigrants, which are potentially affecting individuals who remain eligible for services but may either be disenrolling or not enrolling in coverage around confusion about what the implications of those rules are.
How much does the current economy and economic forecast for the next year play into how much states have to spend and how much they think they're going to have to spend when they're making their budgets?
The economy definitely affects enrollment. So Medicaid is a counter-cyclical program. So when you see economic downturns, more people lose income and become eligible for the program, so you see more people enroll. And that does drive increased spending. But in an economic, a more robust or positive economy, you might see what we're seeing is flat enrollment, but we are also seeing a number of states making targeted provider rate increases. And that could be catch up for some cuts that were made in the economic downturn or targeted rate increases to help attract providers, to improve access. So with an improved economy, you know, states do have some flexibility to spend money on expanding services. States reported for a number of years, increased expansion of benefits, particularly related to substance use disorder treatments and services as states really try to address substance use disorder issues as well as helping to address the opioid epidemic.
Is there a sense of, for the enrollees who have dropped off the rolls, are they getting jobs that provide them insurance? Are they buying their own insurance? Do we have a sense of whether they have insurance once they leave Medicaid?
Well, that's a broader question certainly than what we covered in the survey, but we are separately in broader survey data seeing increases in the uninsured rate as well as these declines in Medicaid enrollment. So it is unclear or if, you know, individuals are falling off the rolls, even if it's because of income related to getting a job in the economy, they may not be getting jobs that come with private insurance or the ability to afford coverage in the marketplace.
Understanding that you are a health policy expert and not a political scientist, I'm wondering what impact you think the political spectrum has on what states are spending, what they're looking at spending, both in terms of pending lawsuits over the Affordable Care Act, the elections coming up, maybe the future of Medicaid and expansion, all that stuff. I would imagine that has some role to play here in what states are doing.
Well, I think each year we are, when we do this survey, we're in the field and we're looking at what states and are doing in their programs, adapting more so to what's happening with state budget and policy priorities and how states are responding to what's going on. You know, we did ask a few questions. States are not paying so much attention in terms of their day-to-day management, in terms of things like broader health reform or really anticipating the implications of the ACA lawsuit. States are much more hands closer to the ground in terms of what are they doing with their managed care contracts, you know, how are they thinking about social determinants of care, of health, looking at alternative payment models, things that are affecting them on the next few months, certainly in this fiscal year, but many of those issues, you know, like the ACA litigation, would have major implications, and I think that would cause a lot of chaos in the overall healthcare system as well as in state Medicaid programs.
All right. That's Robin Rudowitz, a vice president at Kaiser Family Foundation. Robin, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.